I might as well dedicate this next poem to the women's liberation movement. Ta-ta now, girls. I still love you. Don't get excited. Keep buying my books. That's it. The next one is called The Night I Killed Tommy. The Roach Hotel is still there. And as you walk by the desk clerk, it is not the same desk clerk of 15 years ago. But the elevator is the same, and he watches you get on with her. Same wire front, and you turn a handle on the side that points to the floor desired, and the elevator smells like piss and rocks and rises and trembles slowly. So slowly upward, you barely feel the movement, and there's the third floor, and you get off, and she has the key out, her door opens, and she puts on a light, unshaded. And you have time to see a wall full of roaches slide under the paper. Where the wall had had no space uncovered, there are now only four or five roaches, too old or stupid or bold to move. And they sit there waving their feelers at you. And she's already pulling her dress off. You don't look. You switch off the light and then hear a sound like paper being torn. And they're all out on the walls again as you undress, find the bed, fondle mush as her hand reaches your soft cock, strokes it, strokes it. You kiss a mouth that smells of a lifetime of wine and beer. And then you mount. She grunts a grunt that is almost a belch. And as the roaches wave their feelers toward you in the dark, you imagine chrysanthemums and young girls walking down the street. And you bring it off, dismount, use the edge of the sheet, dress in the dark as she stretches there thinking of what. And dressed, you turn the light back on to find a 10 in your wallet as the roaches slide under the paper again, except for the 4 or 5. And you lay the 10 on her belly and then look at the fattest roach. Take off one shoe and flatten him. He falls like a stinking chip of life, and she giggles.
Shit, you bastard. You killed Tommy, you bastard.
Back on the elevator, it's slow going down, too, but you're alone. Lobby, you point the arrow, and then you're in the lobby. Pull back the huge wire door, and the clerk looks up from his newspaper. His look expresses nothing at all. He's back to his newspaper. The steps outside are as wide and long as cathedral steps. 24 steps, and you are across the street from the pet food shop, where the crazy woman keeps dead meat until it is black and stinks as she smiles through the flies. The pet shop is still there. The Roach Hotel is still there. As I walk away, I can see her still up there. And now the roaches are on her body as she lifts a wine bottle in the dark room. And the largest roach of all mounts her cunt, throws in his roach penis, and she says,
"Oh, Danny, oh, Jesus, Danny."